Governor Dan Malloy is not happy that fellow Democrats in the Connecticut House of Representatives are returning to the state capitol today, but not to vote on a budget. WSHU's Ebong Udama explains.
Leaders of the Democrats in the Connecticut House say their members are coming to the state capitol for a closed-door caucus budget meeting, not a legislative session day. Governor Malloy says he's disappointed because it appears there won't be a state budget anytime soon. So he's once again calling on lawmakers to take up his proposal for a stopgap 3-month mini-budget to give themselves time to negotiate a full 2-year budget plan.
If we're not going to have a permanent budget in or a biennium budget in a matter of days, then let's get beyond that and let's do something that at least brings about a level of relief. That's what I'm looking for.
Connecticut Senate Democrats and Republicans have been willing to consider Malloy's proposal, but House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz, a Democrat from Berlin, has refused to take up the plan.
I'm confident we'll come to a budget agreement by the end of the month. So I wouldn't see a need for a mini budget or a 1-year budget or interim budget.
In the meantime, Connecticut has been operating without a state budget since the beginning of its fiscal year on July 1st. Since then, Governor Malloy has been in charge of state spending under his limited executive authority, something he says he'd prefer not to do. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.